2-Minute Medicine Podcast, December 30, 2017. 1. In patients with acute myocardial infarction, ME, with cardiogenic shock and multivessel coronary disease, culprit lesion only percutaneous coronary intervention, PCI, had a lower risk of 30-day mortality compared to multivessel PCI. 2. There was no evidence that rates of renal replacement therapy, bleeding, recurrent myocardial infarction, or stroke were different between the treatment arms. Evidence rating level, 1, excellent. Study rundown, cardiogenic shock is a deadly sequela of ME, with most patients presenting with multivessel coronary disease. PCI of the culprit vessel reduces mortality in cardiogenic shock, but it is unknown whether concurrent PCI of non-culprit vessels further improves outcomes. This randomized controlled trial compared these two revascularization strategies in patients with acute myocardial infarction with cardiogenic shock and multivessel coronary disease. The primary outcome was a composite of 30-day death or requirement of renal replacement therapy. Compared to the multivessel PCI treatment arm, participants in the culprit lesion-only group had a significantly lower risk of the primary outcome and of mortality. This effect was consistent across multiple subgroups. There was no evidence that risks of renal replacement therapy, bleeding, recurrent myocardial infarction, or stroke were different between the treatment arms. Overall, this trial provides strong evidence that culprit vessel-only PCI is a superior treatment strategy to multivessel PCI in the acute treatment of cardiogenic shock secondary to ME. Strengths of this study include the randomized study design with recruitment from multiple sites, and inclusion of patients with chronic total occlusions who have been excluded from previous trials. Limitations include lack of blinding and an event rate and effect size that were mildly lower than expected, reducing the study power.